1888.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Boy, over the last three radio shows, I have not planned any of it. I like that. Keep it rolling, guys. Hello, friends, as well as view enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess, that would be Stephanie Joy. Folks, welcome to the show. We appreciate you joining us 6 days a week. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Check out both those websites. Actually, pretty interesting stuff that we put up on those. As a matter of fact, the one on Facebook, we're constantly uploading new information, keeping you informed as to what the state-run media does not want you to know, namely your foundations, who you are, and where you came from, so therefore you know where you're going. You know how that works, right? Yeah. Okay, anyways. Friends, if you'd like to also check me out on my Facebook, you can do that. That is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. And there's two different websites, one personal, one fan page. Like them both, if you would, please, uploading those constantly as well. And you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Folks, the phone lines are accessible. It worked great yesterday. Wasn't everybody happy to hear that? I was happy. I was, too. I was very pleased. A happy end, you know it. Clap your hands. Did you want me to?
Should I clap my hands, too?
No, I should have you sing is what I should do. But anyways, aside of that, friends, we'll get over to the pretty little princess in just a couple seconds here. Phone line, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Been getting phone calls all morning from people all across literally the world. We got some phone calls from Australia this morning and the such. So, folks, we have you listening, and we appreciate, again, you taking the time, and we thank you for your trust to listen to us. Again, one more time, phone lines are available, accessible, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we're turning talk radio into do radio, and forget that not. This is also the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my pretty little princess?
Well, it's because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And, of course, as promised, we are doing our special product of the week. Every week from here on out, we are highlighting a product of the week from the Sons of Liberty. And this week just happens to be To Spit Against Heaven, which is the new DVD that you have done. Basically takes out the mask behind the homosexual agenda. Sometimes you will think, well, why can't two people just love each other? What's the problem with that if they just want to love each other? Well, it takes the mask off and shows what they're doing in public schools. Children being raped, being molested, so many different things. So
we're talking about pedophiles. We're talking about radical homosexuals.
Right.
And there's a difference, friends. We're making the distinction so we're not accused of that. But in saying that, folks, it's all still against the Mosaic Institution. God still calls it an abomination. So let it be settled. Let it be written. Let it be done.
That's right. So it's all in the DVD, and it lays it out great. And for those people who are monthly sponsors, members, Sons or Daughters of Liberty, you get 25% off this week only. So if you want to go ahead and call in, 1-866-233-0747, or go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order. It's the $20 donation, but for those monthly sponsors, of course, you get it for $15. Now, you brought up, we had some calls this morning. It was very nice. We actually got a call from Fred in Australia, and it was very nice for me to hear from across the world. You know, we're so caught up in America and what's going on here. Well, he was saying that over in Australia, they don't have freedom of speech. They're right now trying to push through the homosexual agenda through their parliament right now. And he said the men are afraid to speak up and speak out. He said that he used to work in government. It's like a morgue there because they're just afraid, you know. And there's lots of different issues. Even on abortion, they can't speak out on abortion. So when you reflect, I remember one time
Just think about what you're saying there.
Yeah.
That's pretty severe.
Very severe.
I mean, when you're put in a position where you can't speak out against those that are supposed to actually serve you, that are advocating crimes against you, the people, going so far to oppress you through totalitarian means by telling you, you better shut your mouth concerning our crimes, yet you need to trust us because we know better than you do, and they're their representatives. That's a weird position to be in. Friends, you need to listen carefully as to what Stephanie Joy is saying right now, because you don't know that in America yet, but you're seeing it begin to roll out in America. So it's prevention is better than cure. So let's listen to the warning signs and pay attention to those flags, because that is the mercy of God.
You know, you're exactly right. And I was reminded of, there's a Little House on the Prairie episode where a foreigner comes into America and he ends up getting kicked off of his land. And the people that were the Americans were saying, oh, this is just so wrong, which it was.
He was a Russian.
It was wrong what was happening to him. But he came back and counteracted what they were saying. I was saying, this is the best country, he was saying. Yeah. Basically, if you speak out against the government, they just come in and they drag you off. And you don't know where they take you. They'll just take you away. And these are the types of things that we have in America that we should be grateful and thankful for. But you're right. Prevention is better than cure, because we see these things starting in our nation.
You can even tell the people, as the American people call, you know, the right and the left. They make the distinction between the right and the left to say that the right is good and the left is bad.
Right.
Well, to those that are to the extreme, to those that are communists in America, you still don't understand what communism is. But what happens is, when you continuously push that envelope, you need to understand Scripture, because God says if you're going to dig that hole, rest assured you're going to fall into it. If you communists in America think that you're real communists, let's send you to one of these nations for a week and see how long you last. So before you start kicking against the goads, why don't you know what you're kicking up against in the first place, because once you begin to understand that you, through your ignorance, are eradicating your freedoms and what you are enjoying now, and you have the audacity to call it freedom when in fact it's called licentiousness to your understanding, you need to understand that you're kicking against the very sacrifice of what was given on the behalf of you to obtain the freedoms in which you have now. It's a gift, communist friends in America, because you're not the real communist. You think you're playing a game when in fact, I want to tell you, you're playing with fire, and just rest assured, it's going to burn you sooner or later, either lawfully or through God's judgment, one of the two.
Yeah, and it's interesting. He even brought up the fact that he was thinking about immigration. It's difficult for them to be able to immigrate. But, you know, all these agendas and things, he was bringing up the fact of to spit against heaven DVD. And it looks like he wants to get that, because it really pulls the mask off. And what he said was you call a spade, and they can't do that over in that country. Or they're too afraid, too shy, or they just don't.
No, this is great. Right. So the question is who's telling him that he can't talk out against the homosexuals?
Yeah, they get ridiculed. What happens is, I think these people, as they become sheep, they feel so oppressed that if one speaks out, they get hammered.
Of course. So
the rest are afraid. It's just like that Bugs Life story.
Exactly right.
What happens is Flick, if you've seen the Bugs Life, he basically stands up against
Let's talk about Flick right when we get back. Talking about Bugs Life, we're not planning this show neither, friends.
No.
This is great talk radio. And Fred, by the way, if you're listening in Australia right now, the land down under, go ahead and give us a call. 1-866-233-0747 and explain this dissertation the way it needs to be explained. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and to the right of me, well, Stephanie Joy, my pretty little princess. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean and the pretty little princess to the right of me. I don't know how this has evolved, but I'm okay with it, I guess.
I noticed you called me
little. I know the Daughters of Liberty love this, so we'll just kind of roll with it. You were talking about Bugs Life.
Right.
Explain yourself.
Well, it's a great kids movie, and it's got a great theme and a great principle behind the theme. And what it is all these bugs, they basically get squashed on by the grasshoppers. They have to find food for the grasshoppers. They basically serve them. They're the masters.
There wasn't that many grasshoppers, was there?
No, there was not.
Yeah, there was just a few of them, wasn't there?
That's the whole point.
Yes.
Is Flick, the kind of oddball of all the different ants, figured out that, listen, there's way more of us than there are of you, and you know it, don't you?
Yes, he
and
does.
And he finally,
yes,
stood,
he do. Yes,
he finally
do.
Stood up to the mean grasshopper who was being there,
yeah,
he was the master,
the
they were the slaves,
yeah,
the
he was
dictator.
A dictator.
And finally, when they realized that all the bugs, all the ants, they joined their hands together,
yep.
You see this whole sea of these ants.
Amen.
Finally getting it,
yeah.
And they say, listen, no, we're coming against you. And the look on the grasshopper's like, oh no, they finally figured out. And even the grasshopper said, listen, there's way more of them than there are of us. And if they ever figure that out, our way of life is gone.
That's right.
Just like, you know, the government today. And
no,
so
just
on
hang
so
on
so
a
forth.
Second. Just hang on a second, though. Remember, there was a point during that movie, Bug's Life, where he was actually going back and forth with one of the grasshoppers.
That's right.
The dictator was.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kind of played it down, the dictator did. And he said, yeah, it's only one that's standing up against us. There's not that many. There's only one. We can deal with this guy. And he just kind of laughed it off. And this one grasshopper is trying to say to the dictator grasshopper, what his name was, I don't know. But in saying
Hopper.
That, Hopper. It was interesting that Hopper got mad at the one because he knew from the point and the perspective of a dictator that if he wanted to control the people, he better snuff out all dissent.
That's right.
Yes.
Before they realized that
That's
they
right.
were more in number than they even
so
were.
So how does the state-run media operate today, friends,
exactly.
concerning the less than 1.7% of the population that is being used only to promulgate fear on you, to oppress you, and to control you, friends? And again, keep in mind that's coming from the state-run media who has less than a 21% approval rating. What you believe the lie, and you take on their fear, and you allow yourself to subject yourself to their fear.
wonderful.
In fact, they're the ones violating the laws of our constitutional republic. Folks, not only do we have God on our side, but we also have natural law on our side. So in America, there is no excuse if it ever gets this far as to what you were talking about concerning Fred in Australia.
That's right, and it's prevention is better than cure. As you said, we need to nip it in the butt now, and you see the Common Core, and you see all these things coming into schools with the kids, and our whole aim in our ministry is prevention is better than
Amen.
Cure.
Objectives.
And so going back to Fred from Australia and Flick, this Fred is kind of like the Flick in Australia because he's calling his representatives. He's going to call the Attorney General.
Now, Fred, if you're listening right now, please
it's
do give us a call.
Thing.
I'll be the... Okay.
Now, Fred did say that he listens to the archives.
He was a little man, but he had a lot of courage. As a matter of fact, what comes to my aid is, do you remember when Henry Ford said he's looking for men that don't know that they can't get the job done?
That's right.
They don't look at themselves, do they? They look at the objective, and little men have big hearts, don't they?
That's right.
That was a high five for
that
Fred.
That was a high five, okay. And Fred, he does listen to the archives, so he goes, I'll listen to it later, so he's got a, and I said, if you get a chance to call in during the radio Amen. Show, please do, but that is a compliment, because he's kind of like the one in the bunch that's calling his representatives, calling those, you know, calling the Attorney General, making his voice heard. When others are afraid, he's still standing up, so I wanted to encourage him and say, listen, good for you, and we're doing it over here. We get opposition over here, but in a different kind of way.
But when you think about the opposition that we get in America, it's really a joke when you look at other totalitarian systems, communism and the such. And when you begin to think about that, it reminds me of the high school that we did in North Carolina just a couple weeks back, where a teacher was afraid to say the name of Jesus because she said she'd get in trouble from the administrator. And I told her in front of all the students that you've never lost the right, so what are you afraid of? I think a lot of times people, when they subject themselves to the fear and the oppressive means, they would rather do that because they look at it as an excuse because they think sooner or later they're going to be out of here anyways. The kids can take care of their own problems.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact in this country, in any country, God created the parents to raise up the children, not the children to raise up the parents. And what you're finding is our posterity is willing to take it on and do what the older generation is not willing to do if only you lead the way. And it doesn't take a majority to prevail. It only takes an irate, tireless minority.
That's right. And you know, case in point, we had another phone call this morning bringing up phone calls, and this lady had brought up the fact that there was a student in school who did not want to sign this pledge saying that, you know, homosexuals shouldn't be bullied. Now, of course, this student agreed that homosexuals shouldn't be bullied, but it was coming through
Nobody should be bullied.
Of course. It was coming through GLSEN, so it was coming through this kind of radical, you
Kevin
know,
Jennings'
caucus.
Organization.
Yeah.
This is the guy, by the way, if I can just go, again, not planned, just on-the-spot sporadic radio talk, folks. Kevin Jennings was Obama's safe school czar. He wrote a foreword to a book called Queerifying the Elementary Education. His hero was Harry Hay. Harry Hay was an icon of an organization called North American Man Boy Love Association, which is a pedophile organization. And their motto is, when they're walking up and down the streets of gay pride parades in America, sex before eight before it's too late. Now, what's interesting, it was Kevin Jennings, the founder of GLSEN, G-L-S-E-N, who also said that bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of a homosexual lifestyle. Again, this is what it comes down to. They smack your face, they pull your hair, and they cry victim. I don't see anybody bullying the homosexual communities. I do see the radical homosexual communities bullying anybody that doesn't agree with their ideology. In America, you need to get over on this one, because what you don't realize is if you let it go, these people are being used as a political battering ram only to upend the Constitution of the United States. And what's behind them? Sharia law, and hopefully I'm going to talk about that in just a couple minutes.
And that's exactly the case of what's happening with this student in Farmington, Minnesota, where he did not want to sign this pledge because it was coming through this wicked, you know, organization. And so basically, you know, the people are trying to rise up, and she said it would be a good news story, but she said, I want to remain anonymous. And I respectfully told her that, listen, when you do that, you only encourage the enemy of your silence, you know, in the sense of, well, I just don't want to make myself too known.
Yep.
You only
I want to go tell somebody that will do something about the problem.
Folks,
remember we said, and we say continuously at the end of each radio show, that we can't do this alone. We can do this together.
And
that's what it needs. That's what happens when America comes together, going back to Bug's life.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we deal with the hoppers together.
And that's
how we get rid of the hoppers.
And these students need to see that there are adults out there willing to stand on their behalf, not to say, well, you know, so this type of thing, and I'm glad this student is doing, I guess he's a pastor's son, and the pastor maybe call calling into the radio program. But the point is we need to stand up, not anonymously, but stand up and say, listen, this is my name. This is what I stand for. This shall not pass. When the grasshoppers finally realized that the ants weren't going to take it anymore, they joined together. That's when their way of life was restored to peace and liberty, because they finally dealt with the tyrant hopper.
And how did they do that? They knew the difference between right and wrong. They knew the law was on their side, and what they do, they brought forth judgments and dealing with those that were doing the oppressing. America, patriots, Christians, conservatives, you're all one and the same. You have no excuse to stand down in the face of this. Here, let me say it this way. You're not the one breaking the law. You're not the one that is breaking the law to stand up and speak out against those things that are violations of our constitutional republican form of government, namely law.
And God's law.
So, I don't want anybody to talk about me. Well, therein lies your problem right there. Listen, just like Spears said, remember during the Band of Brothers, he said to a soldier that was afraid to be in war, he said, you haven't realized that you're dead already. And when we're called to serve Jesus Christ, listen, we don't live unto ourselves. We live unto him who died for us. And we have power, and it's a work of faith with power by the Holy Ghost. We have everything working for us. And keep in mind, church, that the Holy Ghost is only given to those that obey from the heart. So you're undoing your power source when calling upon God. If you're praying in a lawless sense, read Proverbs 28, because those that forsake the law, your prayer is even an abomination before the sight of God. And so let me go back to the point that, listen, if you want to plug in, then obey. And there is the power. You have to cross thresholds with God, because he wants, and he delights, by the way, to show himself strong on the behalf of those that fear him, hating evil, pride, arrogancy in the evil way, the froward mouth do I hate. And also abominations, which are found in Proverbs 6. You can also read Proverbs 8.
Yeah, and if you look at the Bible, if you look at all the men of God in the Bible and the women of God in the Bible that stood, they were in dire situations where they had to make a choice. I'm either going to stand for Christ or I'm not. Look at Daniel.
God put him there.
He said, I'm going to pray to the Lord anyway. Look at Esther. She went before the king. Look at all these men. Look at what David had to go through.
Yeah.
He went against the
over
Goliath.
And over and over,
over and over and over again.
By the way,
Abraham.
When David wasn't in war, that's when he got in trouble with Bathsheba.
That's right. But the point is, when these men and women of God were willing to stand on God's behalf, the Lord stood with them and wrought awesome things. The children of Israel were delivered. The Lord split the Red Sea. If you look at David, he took down Goliath. If you look at Daniel, his enemies were dealt with after the Lord shut the mouths of lions. I'm sure he didn't want to be in the lion's den.
Of course not.
But God showed himself strong on his behalf while he was there, because he stood.
Amen. Folks, when we come back, I want to talk about the fox and the chicken coop. The fox in the chicken coop. And I'm going to play some video here for you. Hopefully it comes through. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And to the right of me, my pretty little princess, Mrs. Stephanie Joy. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spru Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, let me say this again before we get over to this next topic, and hopefully we get there. Silence is what is destroying this country. I got a question for people out there. People are willing to call us up to get them on the radio. I'm sorry. To get the violations of our law on the radio through us, but they themselves will not stand up and speak out against it because they don't want to have to bear their cross. I've been dealing with this since I've been in the body of Christ. And you see the sheep and goats, and it's not hard to find them, friends. And I am just sick and tired of them people that are willing to tell us about the problems, and I complain about this on the radio. My complaint is a righteous indignation complaint, friends. It's not. I'm not complaining about what I'm tolerating. I'm dealing with what I'm not tolerating with, or I'm not tolerating in any sense of the word. America is being destroyed today because people are willing to go ahead and tell everybody about what the problems are, but they themselves are not willing to bear their own cross. Don't ever forget what I'm telling you. This is what the problem is. They talk about Jesus, but they don't serve Jesus. They talk about faith, but you never see it in action. Hey, friends, obedience is faith in action. We're being destroyed in this country because people are not willing to obey Christ. Jesus said, if you deny me, I'll deny you. And what's happening is he's denying the professed church in America because they're not willing to stand up and do the right things. They're willing to capitulate. The church in America is willing to capitulate in the face of them that are murdering 3,700 babies a day in the womb. And I'll tell you what, I got friends that don't. They are getting abortionists thrown in jail for their crimes against humanity. See, those are the kind of friends I have. And I'm explaining this. I'm expressing myself, friends, that what we're talking about today can all, folks, we can have our country back in less than 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
If the American people would shut the TV off, get in the Word of God and pray and see what He won't do for us and our posterity in this generation. They just don't want to have to give their lives up.
That's right.
For the service of God, the God they say they love. And therein lies the problem. Because it's easy to call a radio station and say, hey, here's the problem. It's another thing to get on the radio and actually deal with the problem and then take it to the enemy. We're supposed to be the ones that go to dispossess. Jesus Christ was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. And of course, again, I say, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. But if you're praying, I'll tell you what, you can't leave off the doing.
Faith without works is dead.
It's exactly right. And I think what the American people need to do is get back together and understand everybody's saying the same thing. That's great. But how about we start all doing what we're all saying?
Yeah.
And then we can bring about some resolve in our country. That's where we need to go.
I was just thinking when you were saying that, you know, we could change this country in 6 months. If you would empty out all the stadiums that are filled for the football games, for the basketball games, for the hockey games. I remember one time I had gone to a game that someone gave us tickets for, and I was almost offended when I walked in and saw the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people there. If we could have emptied that one stadium and put them all in front of the state capitol or the capital of the United States of America, if for 6 months those people who attended football games would attend their state capitals or the capital of the United States of America, we would have the legislature shaking in their boots, and we would have a new country in 6 months.
What did Thomas Jefferson say? Where the government fears the people, you have liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And where the government fears the people, you have liberty. But where the people fear the government, you have tyranny.
That's exactly right.
And so what we're beginning to see in the state of, actually not just in the state of Minnesota, but in the United States here, we're just unwilling to stand up and actually take the shots, man. The press might come in and just beat me up. I know. Welcome to the club.
I've got some great quotes on that.
Just hang on a second. Welcome to the club. Even if you desire to live godly, you will be persecuted for righteousness' sake. You're going to be hated for His name's sake. Remember, because Bradley, we need to show the love of Jesus to the world. I know, through the cross was a demonstration. It also showed you how much God hated sin. Don't forget that part, and that's the part that the graceless seem to forget. And when you get a minute, you graceless ones, read Isaiah 30. Remember Jesus said, either you're hot or you're cold. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And then He said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, and therefore be zealous and repent.
You know, it's so interesting going back when you were talking about remaining silent. It prompted me to go to this quote by Abraham Lincoln, who said, to sin by silence when they should protest makes cowards of men. Then we've got Martin Luther King Jr., who said, the hottest place in hell is reserved for those who remain neutral in times of great moral conflict. We also have Edmund Burke, who said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And finally, Martin Luther King Jr. also said, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter.
Amen. And let me say this to add on to what, piggyback on to what MLK Jr. rightly said. He said, an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. So when you leave that one little injustice undone, you leave that little injustice, you make a way for it to breed itself all across the country. But what happens when you stand up against it? Well, then you get to see the God of heaven move on your behalf,
this
right?
It's kind of like the snowball analogy. It's a tiny little snowball. The more you let it go and it rolls down the hill, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, what's encouraging this administration to continuously perpetuate the crimes against the American people that they're perpetuating?
Mm-hmm.
They're willing to talk. Hey, as long as we got the conservatives on the radio saying what needs to be said, but they leave off action, hey, it doesn't matter to the enemies. They know all the well. Hey, you're a paper tiger or you're a radio tiger. Man, it's just, hey, that's all the farther they're going to go. No, you need to defend yourself, because we're talking about our posterity, we're talking about their future, and we're also talking about your country, not a third world country. One more point. I have Christian attorney friends all across this country, some real Christian constitutional attorneys. They just don't get any better than some of the guys we know. They're great, they're awesome, second to none. They say the problem that they're having in this country is that professed Christians aren't willing to take it to them that are violating the laws of our republic. Now, I just want you to think about that, friends. Christian constitutional attorneys are waiting for you to call. They'll pay for it, for you to take it to the enemy's camp. But they can't find but very few. Needles in haystacks is what they are. Those that are willing to play the man. And let me tell you this, when you stand, you'll stand alone, because God will prove you. Just like the Martin Luther's, the reformers of the day, when he stood there during his Inquisition and stood against the hierarchy of the oppressive church of the day and said, in essence, I ain't moving. He trusted God. And God showed up. And because of that man, 540 million people across the world have religious freedom because of that one man's stance. Now, just think if he didn't do that. Just think if the disciples didn't do what they did. Just think if Jesus Christ didn't die on the cross, which, by the way, was undermining the enemy of his souls in the first place, the souls of men. Because remember, it says they would have not crucified him had they known. Had they known, friends, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, because that brings forth the power of the Most High God. Because we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. You're not to find your faith in the wisdom of men. You're to find it in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. Because the witness of God is greater than the witness of man. And I'll tell you what, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. I prayed this morning, and I said, Lord, I said, let me be as a John Wesley of the day. And I'm not talking about emulating John Wesley. I'm talking about emulating the Christ, because Scripture says that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Lord, let them watch me burn. Let them watch me burn, Father. You know, and I want to say this to all the fools that might be out there listening to me on a daily basis. I'd love to see you burn, man, right on a stake. Yeah, really? What you don't realize is that is the greatest place a Christian man or woman can actually be brought, because they're always brought to a higher glory. See, now, if you understood spiritual things outside of your carnal man, you wouldn't have even thought that. See, and it shows you how the enemy works in the minds of men. Let's go ahead and attack the church. Let's go ahead and attack the church. Well, what happens, real Christians, when they do attack the church? What happens to the kings of the earth that gather themselves against the Lord and his anointed? It's not a good place for them to put themselves. It never has been, and it never will be. Touch not mine anointed, saith the Lord. Touch not my prophets, saith the Lord. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way, and they shall flee before you seven ways. Where's that Christianity? Those are the prayers of Moses. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the living, not the God of the dead. Moses was after Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Every time I go to the Lord, I always go to him and say, Lord, I'm so thankful that you are the God of the living and not the dead. You are faithful unto 1,000 generations. In other words, what you did for them, you'll do for my generation as well. The Bible says, the Word of God and the Holy Ghost bearing witness even now says, friends, that he's found in the faithful. He's found in the generation of the faithful. Is this the generation of the faithful? Because America, you are in a prime position. You are in an opportune position right now to show the God of heaven in your life in Jesus' name. Let the world see the power of God unto salvation. But you need to first stand. We all hail the prophets of old. We see how God used the Gideons, the Joshuas. We see how that God used the MLK Juniors of the day, the Reformers, the John Wesleys, the Charles Spurgeons, the John Knoxes. Folks, hey, it's time that you stand up and play the man and woman of God. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and let the world watch you burn, because we are called to burn for their glory. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters, if you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know, it was said of the great reformer John Knox from Scotland. Just to show you John Knox, who was a prophet, by the way, I believe it was in the 1600s, that he was literally feared by the people, as was Samuel. Matter of fact, when Samuel used to come into the towns, the people would rush to Samuel and ask him, "Do you come in peace?" They didn't want to be at war with God. And John Knox, he's the guy that said, "Give me Scotland or I die." It shows you where his heart was. He first loved God with his whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is namely like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. He understood what real love was. Real love is the fulfilling of the law, friends, not making void or abrogating the law or making void the law. Antinomianism. But in saying that, it's interesting that Mary, Queen of Scots, feared his prayers. I'm not talking about the arm of the flesh, friends. I'm talking about being strong in the things of the Spirit. Because 2 Corinthians tells us that we are crucified through weakness, but we live by the power of God. John Knox was so feared by this queen, she said she feared his prayers more than all the armies of Europe. Where's that Christianity? It's completely up on its head. And I'll tell you what it is. It's not Christianity, it's a lack of Christianity. And I want to make it clear that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. Don't ever forget it. He never did.
And you know what's interesting when you're talking about, you know, the reformers, so on and so forth, even if you look at American history, those people that stood, they're the ones that were shunned at first. If you look at Martin Luther King Jr., and he was labeled a radical and a communist while he was alive. And like that quote says from one of the friends of Martin Luther King, now that he is safely dead, let us praise him.
Yep.
For dead men make convenient heroes because they're not there to argue about the way that you shape them and you mold them to be.
That's how God used to be. Really? Who told you that? Again, in Scripture, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Go to Malachi 3:16. I am the Lord thy God. I change not. It's not God that's changed, friends. It's people that have changed. And we've left off our first love, and we need to return to him who sent his son to die for our sins. Let me rewind all the way back to one of my points concerning our constitutional lawyer friends across the country. They're looking for those that are willing to stand up and take it to the enemy. They can't find them. And if they can find them, they're as rare as hen's teeth or as a needle in a haystack. Now, just think about this for those that want to remain anonymous, because they know what the problem is, but they don't right the wrong. You're the problem. I want you to understand that hundreds of thousands in the natural, men and women, fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution with their blood. To give you the freedoms that you have today, fighting against the ideology that you are capitulating in the face of. Don't ever forget that. If that condemns you, I know Jesus Christ didn't come into the world to condemn the world in the book of John 3. But you know what? Those that don't believe are the ones that are condemned because they love darkness rather than the light, lest their deeds should be exposed, which are evil.
And for those that are hungry for the truth, I think that should come as a correction. Listen, you know what? Maybe I am a little afraid to say something. Maybe I am a little afraid to stand up and stand up. Maybe I am afraid of the scorn or ridicule of other people. Well, listen, it's a good thing that our founding forefathers and those men that paved, I'm sure Martin Luther didn't like having to stand in front of the Pope and fight against what he was doing. Yep. I'm sure Martin Luther King Jr. didn't appreciate his home being bombed while his wife and, you know, his child were inside. Yep. I'm sure all these people that made it, William Wallace, all these people that made difference. I'm Amen. Sure they didn't like it.
You know him as Braveheart. Friend.
Braveheart, exactly.
When he was executed, he had the book of Psalms by his head. It's interesting that you're saying that because every one of these men that you're talking about right now, the great preachers, the reformers, the prophets of the day, the apostles of the day, do you know that they were all kicked out of the church?
Mm-hmm.
And John 16 tells us that they'll believe that they're doing God a service in the process of killing you or kicking you out of the church.
Yeah.
Jesus already told us this.
I'm reminded of William and Catherine Booth. They were actually kicked out of their affiliation too as well.
Well, they're ostracized.
They were ostracized because he wanted to bring the poor to church. Well, the people that were going to church, the pious churchgoers, didn't like the poor folks sitting there. So basically they wanted to shove them off into a different place where they would kind of dwindle out and die out.
Yep.
Well, eventually they started the Salvation Army, and that was the Salvation Army of today is not the same lines of what it was.
That's right. But stick to the point here, my pretty little princess.
But the point is with those guys is they thought, well, let's just push them into a quiet little place. They'll be squirreled away. And know what they did was God birthed the Salvation Army, which fed people, clothed people, salvation of men's souls. They were out there being ridiculed, tormented. Yep. I mean,
and
on
by
a
the
daily
way,
basis.
All of their opposers that thought they were just going to kick them out, side of England, 100 miles away, at length, God gave them the possession of those that were trying to ostracize the Salvation Army.
And you should see the picture of his funeral with the masses and masses of people that came out to celebrate the life
That's
of this
love.
Man. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, when you were talking earlier, it reminded me of this quote from Mark Twain, who said, in the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot.
That's exactly. It reminds me of Eleazar.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. And you know, like we said, you know, we're going back to these men of old, the Martin Luthers, and all these guys stood. Because they stood in the face of adversity, the Lord stood with them and wrought great things on the behalf of their countries, their nations, and our nation when you look at it. So it's cool. It's a cool thing. And that's what I love about the Sons of Liberty, because when you were talking about earlier, you know, these paper tigers who, as long as they just talk about the problem and they don't do anything about it, then they're safe. What really makes people scared is when you put feet to your actions. Faith without works is dead. The Sons of Liberty is actually going and doing something about the problem. We're not saying we're turning talk radio into do radio for nothing. We're literally going out there in the highways and byways, going into the schools, going into tea parties, churches, prisons, festivals, you name it, we're there, we're boots on the ground. And some people say, well, you know, I can't do what you do. That's true. Maybe not everyone can go into the public schools or the colleges, university campuses, but you can help support us because we need people to help be our mouthpiece and help put shoes on our feet to go into all the world and seek and save that which is lost. And when you support this ministry, no, you're supporting a ministry that's not only talking about the problem and bringing about, you know, people saying, oh, what are we going to do? We're bringing about the answers because the answers are found in Jesus Christ through him and him alone as we go out into the highways and byways. So I'd encourage you, if you're not yet a son or daughter of Liberty or a monthly partner, you need to join together with us to be able to do this thing together. Like I say when we do events, you might not be able to be boots on the ground like we are, but you can help put boots on our feet so we can go. And that number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and make an online donation. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, because we do need to do this thing together. In all sincerity, we need to go out and get this job done, and we're willing to do it and take the ridicule.
You know what? This is what I have to say about the last 3 minutes of radio. That was a little too good. Are you gunning for my job?
No, I am assisting you.
That was a little too good. And I agree. So, you know what? To make the distinction, those that hear me roar from the pulpit on a daily basis and you agree with the truth, well, we're in this thing together.
Amen.
There should be no conviction. If we're on the side of those that understand when Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, of course he didn't mean eat my flesh and drink my blood. It was an analogy. It was a parable so you can understand that he was teaching you natural things only for the very purpose of you understanding spiritual things. Because what he was doing is he was bringing forth the word to divide. Remember, he brings forth not peace, but a sword. And what is he doing? He's saying, okay, so who wants to go on with me? Well, when he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, he turned around and says that many of his disciples walked with him no more because they said this was a hard saying. Mm-hmm. But if you remember right, Jesus looked to Peter and he said, well, you also go. And Peter looked at him and he said, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew exactly where to stay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a spiritual voice, and Jesus used it continuously in the Word of God when he was incarnate in the flesh 2,000 years ago, say, to he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And the very purpose that he said that is he knew the difference between those that said they knew and those that didn't. And as a matter of fact, if you go to the book of John, I believe it's chapter 9, the Pharisees said, what are we? Are we also a part? Are we saved? Are we going to heaven? Are we knowing the way of salvation? And Jesus said to them, because you say you can see, it's because you're blind. But those that say they're blind, those are the ones that can truly see, because we follow our leader in the dark, friends, because the church shines best in the dark, and so is the Christ.
And a little conviction is good. It's kind of like when you're driving down the highway of life. You have freedom when you're going 55 miles per hour down the 55 mile per hour zone. When you get a little off, you hear that din, 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 din going off on the side of the road. That's your conscience. That's conviction. So when you see things and you hear things from the Sons of Liberty or wherever, or you're feeling convicted by them, you got the choice. You can either choose to ignore it and not listen to it, or you can get back on the road of freedom, walking in perfect liberty and saying, you know what, these are some things I need to correct with myself and grow. Because when you're willing to correct yourself, then you're going to grow leaps and bounds and only make a better difference in our nation.
Well, when you think about that, it says in Scripture in Proverbs 1, it says that we're to listen to his voice of reproof.
Mm-hmm.
And to those that wouldn't listen to his reproof, correction, or instructions in righteousness, which is found in the book of Timothy, it's because, well, were they his in the first place? I don't know. We'll know in the end, won't we? If he's the author of your faith, he'll also be the finisher of your faith. You got Bradley and Stephanie Joy, my pretty little princess, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. We'll talk about the fox and the chicken coop. See you then. Bye.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health.
Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.